We Are Idaho features Idahoans from all walks of life telling their own stories in their own words. After moving to Boise, Mae Gaines felt that the city's vegan options were lacking. That's why she created Vegan Soul in January 2020. During the pandemic, she's moved from cooking at a physical location downtown to doing pop-up events. Today, Mae shares why she went vegan and how she's working to bring her award-winning vegan cooking to Boise.
I would go out to these restaurants and they would have nothing vegan at all. Nothing. I'm searching all over the place to find vegan food. I went to all these different events throughout Boise and Meridian, and there is no vegan food. I remember going to the Boise Soul Food Festival. Oh, man, let me tell you, I was so excited. I waited and waited and waited for the Soul Food Festival to pop up. And when they finally had that date, I was there early. There were about maybe 10 vendors, and everybody had the same thing on their menu. And secondly, nobody had anything for vegans. So I said, wait a minute, I can switch this over into vegan food. My name is Mae Gaines, and I'm the owner of Vegan Soul in Boise, Idaho. I came from California. I've been a vegan for 3 years now. I went vegan 1 year after I got here to Boise. I went vegan for my health because I was having some hormonal issues, some imbalances that seemed to just happen when I got here in Idaho. For example, I had a lot of bleeding from fibroids, and the fibroids were so bad. It almost felt like I had a volleyball in my stomach. And I was bleeding heavily for like 2 weeks at a time. And all throughout my life, my menstrual cycle was only like 2 to 3 days. And it got to the point to where I couldn't even really go places. I was a massage therapist when I first got here. And when I was working, I couldn't get through the whole hour. So I knew something was definitely wrong. The first thing that I noticed when I went vegan is that the bleeding stopped. My cycle immediately got back on track. And that to me was such a relief. But I started to experiment with some of these dishes and cut things out. So I cut out dairy. I've always been allergic to dairy. It's actually really a focal point for Black people. There are a lot of Black people who have a lot of digestive issues because of dairy. When your body tells you, hey, I don't like milk, you need to listen. It's never too late. What you do today is going to be benefiting you 10 years from now. I had a catering business when I was in California, and I was really popular, and I made a lot of different, like, soul food. I was killing it with soul food. It was not vegan then. And so I was just thinking, like, why can't I eat like that anymore? You know what I mean? I wanted that food, like, that comfort food, that soul down home, like, Southern type of fulfillment. I said, I think I can start transforming the recipes that I did before. It was a trial and error for me. And I started planning in August of 2019 to open up in January of 2020. I decided to do the soft opening because I need to see how the flow of customers would be. By the time I opened, there were already people waiting outside. I have sold a vegan po' boy. I did the vegan chicken sandwich. I did the vegan tuna melt. I got my first reviews that day. I sold out that day. It was very well received, and people were buzzing about me like all over the place. In March, you know, COVID started to hit really badly. They decided that they wanted to shut everything down. So I decided to open in June. When I said I was going to open again, people were like, we're going to catch this lady this time. And I noticed that people, instead of just ordering one or two items off of my menu that time, some people were ordering everything I had that day. What was going on is PETA had sent out some of their people that they sent out to secretly try these restaurants. And I was very humbled by that, that people were coming from other places to try my food. A week or two later after that, they emailed me and told me that they had came and tried my food and that it was so good that they had returned. And they started telling me about my soul rice, that they had never had anything like that. They talked about my chicken sandwich, my vegan fried chicken. They said they could not stop eating that stuff. Then they said they had chosen me for the Vegan Soul Food Award. I have some goals that are really in the long term. I'm actually working on getting frozen foods inside of the stores here. I'm talking with the Boise Co-op. My goal is to make some mouth-watering vegan entrees. I want to make the best vegan macaroni and cheese you buy frozen ever. It will be the macaroni and cheese first, and then it will be my candy yams, which is also one of my big sellers. I'm just going to be doing pop-ups until I'm able to raise the funds to get a eco-friendly food trailer or a food shack. Since I've won that PETA award, I get people that come from other states. They call me and say, like, look, we're traveling to Boise and we want to come and try it. I feel so inspired and so humbled by that. They're putting Boise on their travel list. That, to me, is just absolutely amazing.